What's up, y'all? It's your boy Biggie Smores back at you with another episode of the Biggie Smores Show. As always, thank you for listening. Please go follow me on social media. My handle is at Biggie Smores, so that's at B-I-G-G-I-E underscore S-M-O-R-E-S. You can find me on Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter there. You can go like our page on Facebook. It is facebook.com/TheBiggieSmores Show. Before we really get into anything, once again, thank you guys for listening. It really, really means a lot to me. Thank you guys for giving me some reviews on iTunes. Thank you, everybody that's reached out to help give me advice, things like that. As always, shout out to them boys at Midwestern Gentlemen. Big shout out to my boy Big Billy Billamackey for always listening and giving me feedback. I really do appreciate that. In today's episode, the Bears lay an egg, a huge sneaker bust in the Port of Los Angeles, and as always, we're going to talk about some sneaker news and notes. So let's just dive right in. All right, so as far as the Bears go, guys, they just laid an egg. They just laid an egg in London. That decision Matt Nagy made to fly out on a Friday really came in, kicked their ass. The defense was just gassed. It was a tough one, man. That defense was gassed. I mean, second drive into that game, you could tell. I don't know what Nagy was thinking flying in 2 days before the game. You know, you're going to have jet lag. There's a 6-hour time difference from Chicago to London. It didn't make sense. Bad call by him. But that first half was absolute dog poop. How you come out and just, like I said, you just lay an egg. It's embarrassing. I mean, they should have been down 17-0. If it wasn't for Richie Incognito holding call, they would have been down 17-0, you know. The second half, they came out with fire and energy and came back and made a game of it. But at the end of the day, man, that defense had to be out there so long. They were so gassed that they couldn't stop them. It is what it is. It's, you know, we still got 10 games out, or that was week 5. Still got 11 games to go. It's their bye week this week. We got New Orleans coming up after the bye. So it's immediately going to be a test. I'm excited to see how it goes, though, man. I really am. I'm really excited to see how it goes. The division, I think, is still up for grabs. I think it's going to be between Chicago and Green Bay. I think I was completely wrong about Minnesota and that they ain't going to do anything. But, yeah, the Bears really got to get their shit together. And hopefully, you know, hopefully we go out, we beat New Orleans, and we start all this fresh. We can get that first half egg against Oakland out of our minds, and we can go out and just keep rolling. Hopefully we'll have Mitch back soon, which will make it even better. So visit MidwesternGentleman.com to discover what it means to live the Great Lakes good life. Whether it's diving into the Detroit hip-hop scene, profiling up-and-coming distilleries, or just sharing stories of artists throughout the Great Lakes area, MidwesternGentleman.com brings it all to life for you. Visit the .com and search for them on your favorite social media platform. Midwestern Gentlemen, live the Great Lakes good life. So, Customs and Border Protection agents seized almost 15,000 fake Nike sneakers. They were in two shipping containers that were mysteriously marked napkins. They were coming from China, obviously. I mean, I guess I don't necessarily know, like, where else fakes are going to come from. They're saying that these counterfeit shoes would bring in a retail value of over $2.2 million if they were authentic. There was Off-White Jordan ones. There was Bred Jordan ones, Chicago Jordan ones, Royal Jordan ones. And it's a huge, huge step in the right direction of stopping all these fakes. You know, like I talked about last week, man, I'm still not 100% sure, but I'm pretty darn sure I got duped on a pair of Jordan 4s. And I mean, granted, I bought these shoes a couple years ago. I got them off eBay, you know, all those things. But, you know, nobody wants to be rocking a pair of fakes, you know. I get it that sneakers in a lot of ways are status symbols and whatnot, so of course people are going to go after it the same way they go after the fake Gucci, the fake Louis, you know. But nobody really wants to be rocking a pair of fakes. And one of the hardest parts about the sneaker game today, as I'm sure you all know, is the fact that fakes are so good nowadays. It's hard for guys, even educated guys, even guys like myself, it's hard for us to be able to tell. You know, back in the day, it used to be an obvious quality thing. You'd be looking, there'd be funky stitching. You know, the shape of the shoe wouldn't be right. You know, things like that. You'd have, you know, panels on the shoes that were off by a little bit, weren't cut right, you know. Everybody always remembers the back in the day you used to always have the old Jumpman with the booty crack, with the butt crack running down. That always used to be a sure sign. Another thing would be like how the Jumpman would be stitched. It seemed like they could never get it right. Sometimes he'd be real thick. Sometimes the Jumpman would be real skinny. They never seemed to be able to get it right. But there used to always be a lot of obvious tells. Like, a lot of times you could tell just by looking at somebody's feet. And nowadays, it's not always that way. I would be willing to place a guess that the majority of Yeezys that I've seen people rocking are going to be fake. But obviously, I don't know that much about Yeezys, though. But, you know, when it comes to fakes, man, there's always, like, the obvious things, man. If the pricing, if you're looking at a website and the pricing is too good to be true, then it is. You know, let's be honest, you're not going to get a pair of Chicago ones for even retail on a website. You know, you're not going to get Royal ones for retail or $90, you know. Those are the telltale signs right there. Obviously, the other one's colorways, man. Know your colorways. Know that the green, yellow, and white Jordan 4 Fusion 4s never came out. Let alone have a Mars Blackman on the heel. That one immediately sticks in my head because I remember seeing a kid at our Walmart with a pair of those. You know, anything, if you're ever looking and say you're like me, you wear a size 12, you're looking at something and it's got a sample tag on the inside, chances are they're going to be fake. You know, it's just how the game goes, though. You got to watch out for that stuff. It's all about getting educated. And, like, once again, like, I'm not trying to be one of those dudes that's going to knock kids for not really knowing. But that's the biggest key, is just education, man. That's honestly the way I learned it all, was I used to check out fake sites all the time. I used to go to, like, Can Kicks, or I don't even remember the ones I used to go to. There was one called Gangsta Kicks where they had an affiliate program, even. If you referred people to the site, they would pay you and all this. And then the funny, actually, it's funny because I remember this with Gangsta Kicks. They had a section that was all authentic Jordans in it. Like, the section said authentic Jordans, and then the other one didn't actually say, like, fakes or replicas or anything, even. It just said Jordans. But yeah, that's how I learned it all. It's just going through these fake sites and looking at them. I guess considering I tend to only go through proven avenues these days, I typically don't, you know, really come across the fake sites anymore. So I don't necessarily know how prominent they are out there anymore. Every once in a while, in like the sneaker groups I'm in on Facebook, something will pop up on there where somebody will be like, hey, is this site legit? And once again, it's one of those things where if they have, you know, for one thing, if they have, you know, rare colorways or sought after colorways in full size runs, it's going to be a fake site. Another thing is, like, if I'm using Jordan 1s as an example, if you click on Jordan 1s, you go into there and they have Chicago's and Breds and Royals and you know, all the hottest colorways, Carolinas, all those things. If they have those on there and they're all in stock and whatnot, it's going to be a fake site. But once again, your biggest tells is obviously one is going to be the colorway. Know your colorways, know what came out and know what hasn't. And the other biggest tell, if you're online shopping, is gonna be price point. And there's a lot of people that get duped out of a lot of money because they go strictly on that price point. You will see fakes for at like a retail price, but it's that further investigation that you have to do, that you have to go in and be like, oh, eh, we got these. We got Zebras, Yeezy 350 Zebras, in a full-size run, and they're only asking retail for them. No, it's not. Well, it's not going to be legit. I know they've released a lot of Zebras. I know they've done 3, maybe 4 drops on the Zebras. But they're not going to be legit. Once again, it's that educating yourself, and knowing that, that knowing when things don't look right. But yeah, this I'm very pleased to see that we got 15,000 fake Nikes off the streets. I think it's awesome. I think it's great. It's going to do great for our community. And it's an awesome thing. Once again, like, this community is something where we all have this passion. And no, you know, nobody wants to see somebody else get screwed out over. And the thing is, you know, you might, these days are kind of gone, I guess. Back in my day, if you were going to sneaker con or something and you had a pair of fakes on, dude, you were getting dogged out of that building. And thankfully, excuse me. Thankfully today, it's not that same way. We've kind of moved past that. We're more like, I feel like the majority of the community is more into, because of the way that it's grown in the last few years, we are more into just wanting to educate and wanting to make sure that, once again, you don't get screwed over, and you know what you're looking for. So, with that being said, know what you want, and also know the exclusivity, I can't speak, know how exclusive it is, and just, you know, just know your shoe. You're not going to find Travis Scott's for retail. You're not going to find Chicago's for retail. You're not going to find Bread's for retail. Just understand that. Guys, I know I say it at the beginning and the end of every single episode, but please go follow me on social media. My handle is at Biggie S'mores. That's at BIGGIE_SMORES. Please go follow me. Give me feedback on the podcast, man. Let me know what you like. Let me know what you don't like. Give me suggestions. Everything helps. Every little bit helps. I'm doing this for the people, man. So let me know what you like. Let me know what you don't. Let me know if you want to be on an episode. I might let you come on. I don't know. You guys, thank you for always listening. Thank you for always supporting. Thank you for the people that do give me feedback. I truly, truly appreciate it. It means the world to me. Thank you so much, guys. Now back to the pod. So let's get into some news and notes from the sneaker world right now. We've finally seen more pics of the Air Jordan 13 Island Blue. I do actually, after having seen more pictures of the shoe, I do kind of like it. It's got that it does kind of have that, croc-ish upper. 13's a hard shoe to explain, too. It does kind of have that crockish upper. And then, like, but on, like, the toe box area, you're still looking at a regular smooth black leather. And then it's got that, they call it island green, but it looks like Tiffany, man. It's got that island green color on kind of the mud guard area, and then, you know, wraps around the heel, around the, where the hologram is, and then on the other side there's, or on the medial side there's a lot more of that suede up in the heel area and all that. That's all that island green color. And then the Jumpman on the tongue is like a, it appears to be a metal Jumpman, and then actually where the hologram is, instead of there being a hologram, it's like a little metal cutout that has a Jumpman and the 2-3 on it, like how the hologram would be. I don't know. I think those are actually really, really cool touches to the shoe. I think it really adds to it. These things are growing on me, and I might try and cop a pair. In other Island Green news, there's now an Air Jordan 5 in an Island Green. Quite a bit different than the 13. It's got an all-white upper with a black midsole. And then, like, where the flames are on it is, like, it's like a silver color. Actually, it might just be, like, a white. And then with silver speckle. I think it's like the white with the silver speckle. I don't have a picture pulled up. I'm just, you know, going through my notes. And then it has that island green on the eye stays, the tongue, and then parts of the midsole. And then the outsole is that clear, is like a clear tinted island green. And then the side mesh panel is also that island green. I think it's actually a real clean looking shoe. They're supposed to drop November 11th for $225. And then those 13s, actually, the AJ 13 island green, are supposed to be dropping on the November 16th for $190. We did see a Air Jordan 8 Pendleton that is going to be part of the N7 series. There's only been one picture of it. I think it's actually, it looks like a really dope shoe if you ask me. It's got what they're calling thunder gray, light graphite, gold suede, and then black. I can't really describe it because the only picture that we really saw, you know, was only just a little part of the shoe. Just a little shot of the side of the shoe. You didn't even get the full shoe into there. The part that makes me like it is that they have kind of that traditional Native American pattern on the side of the shoe. And I think it's really, really dope. No word on release or price or anything like that yet. Also, we have a confirmed Air Jordan 4 in a pine green color that's going to be dropping in the spring here. We haven't seen an actual picture yet. The rumor is, though, that it's going to be close to, like, the classic green Jordan 4 that dropped back in 04. Like I said, they're saying a spring 2020 drop for it. And retail should be $160. Getting into a little bit of Nike here. We got the VaporMax 2019s in the Scream Green colorway. Super dope. I really like them. I've not worn a pair of VaporMaxes. I do really like them, but I've heard both that they're really comfortable, and then I've also heard that they're not. I've heard they have a rough break-in period because of the bags. But with this particular colorway, it's got like a gray upper, and then there's kind of black in what appears to be like these reinforced areas. They're basically like little lines throughout the shoe. And then it has a blacked out swoosh that has, that's outlined in that scream green color. And there's just, the green trimming, everywhere. There's like a VaporMax, there's like a little VaporMax strip, like it just says VaporMax repeatedly around the heel. And then it's got a big giant green airbag. Like I said, I think the shoe's pretty dope actually. They're supposed to be dropping. Oh, actually, you can buy them now. They're available now. And then retail's $190. I got a little mixed up there with that. And this next shoe I'm going to talk about, which is the Kobe 4 Pro Tro Wisenard? I don't know how you pronounce that. They're named after the book that Kobe Bryant wrote of the same name. It reminds me a lot of the Air Adapt BB that we talked about last week. It's got like a black base, and then there's like this just multicolor kind of highlighter colors. Or just kind of scribble along the shoe almost. I think it's a good looking shoe though. I don't know if there's really a way you can go wrong with a Kobe 4. I mean, it's such a classic good shoe. They're saying those are going to be dropping December 1st for $175. And then the last shoe I'm going to talk about is a different shoe from a brand that we don't really talk a ton about anymore. It's the Reebok Zig Connectia Concept Type 1. I absolutely love this shoe. I think it looks dope. It's different, which is one of the things that I really, really like about it. We first seen the shoe on like high fashion runways in New York and Paris during their fashion weeks. It's a different shoe, but like I said, I think it's really, really dope. Obviously it has Zig Tech, which I didn't know Reebok even still did. It has what they're calling the 3-part Zig energy system. It's got Float Ride fuel, which is basically just the cushioning. It's their fancy way of referring to the cushioning. It's got the energy shell, which the Float Ride system is, I guess, like the cushion itself. And then this energy shell is basically to keep that cushion in place. So as I'm sure you can understand, as you're running or walking or whatever, your foot compresses, that cushion wants to spread out. And over time, it'll spread out more and more, and it won't be able to bounce back the same. With this energy shell, it's supposed to help that. And then, the idea is to keep that cushioning in, and it helps you keep stability as you're running or walking or whatever. And then the last thing that, the last part of this Zig energy system is the energy web, which is supposed to spring you into the next movement. So basically it's like, it's the rebound from it. Your foot goes down, compresses, and it gives you launch to start over. And that was kind of the whole thing with Zig to begin with. The energy for your feet, which was the original tagline with it. It would always, basically, the energy, the way that they put it, when your forefoot hits, the energy bounces throughout that Zig and then is there for when your heel impacts, and it helps soften that blow. Anyway, like I said, I think the shoe is really dope. It's got kind of a breathable mesh, more around the lace area on your toe, like all throughout like the laces and then kind of into your toes and all that. And then it's got what they're calling a guidance band. It's basically just a strap that they're saying is for style and fit. Like I said, just the visuals of the shoe, I wish I could explain it. If we did this in a visual form, you guys would love it. The retail is supposed to be $180 on them, and they're supposed to be dropping on November 8th. That's all we really got for the news and notes this week. All right, guys, let's wrap this up now. Thank you guys so much for listening. I appreciate everybody that listens. It means so much to me. We're getting close to that 500 number, which is huge to me. The thought that I could do this podcast and have 500 listens is amazing. And I mean, obviously, I ain't Joe Rogan or nothing, where he probably does 500 listens every minute, but that doesn't matter. I'm so very grateful for you guys listening. And as always, follow me on social media. Give me feedback, man. You guys, let me know what you like. Let me know what you don't like. Just hit me up. I'm always trying to change things around and make it better, and hopefully make a better experience for you guys listening and all that. Like I said, it means so very much to me to have you guys listen. And like I said, the feedback means everything to me too. It helps me out so very much. So thank you. Go follow me on the social media. My handle is at Biggie S'mores. That's at @BIGGIE_SMORES. You can find me on Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter there. Thank you. Thank you. Like, I don't know how to express my gratitude. And like I've been ending the podcast, stay positive. If you need somebody to talk to get things off your chest, to get your mind straight, go talk. Talk to your husband, talk to your wife, talk to your best friend, talk to somebody, reach out. Smile. Go out there and smile. Life is beautiful. Life is stressful. Life is a whole lot of things, but life is beautiful. So go out there and smile. Hopefully, if you come across somebody else, hopefully they can make their day. Hopefully it can brighten everything up for them. Be nice and be kind to one another. You guys have a great week. Have a great day. Have a great night. Peace out. Much love to you.